Amen. Thank you, Pastor Randy. Good evening. Boy, what a rousing hymn to get us started. Aren't you grateful for the blood of Jesus? This is all our righteousness. And how thankful we are to the Lord Jesus Christ for all that He has done for us. And we're excited about tonight's service. We're going to have the Gospel Heralds from Appalachian Bible College, and we always appreciate their ministry to us. Dr. Daniel Anderson has ministered at our school and church numerous times, and we are so thankful for his life and testimony and ministry. Also, the group ministered to our young people last night, and you guys got rave reviews. And our young people really enjoyed it, so we really appreciate that. Well, at this time, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then after that, we'll turn it over to them, and we'll look forward to the great things that God is going to do among us. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful tonight for your goodness and grace to us. We are so thankful for the blood of Jesus, which alone cleanses us from sin. And Father, we come to you today, tonight, and we are in awe of what you have done for us. Lord, not only are you the great and mighty creator, but you're also the great redeemer. And so we pray that we would be faithful to herald the good news of the gospel to everyone that we meet, and to take advantage of those opportunities that you give us daily to minister to others. Lord, we pray that tonight would be an offering of praise to you. And we're thankful for this group, for the Gospel Heralds from Appalachian. And we are so thankful for their life and testimony to us. And we know that the college has been here many times. It's been a great blessing to your people. And so we look forward tonight to their ministry to us. And we pray that you would bless them on their way. We also pray that you would be with us and help us to have tender and receptive hearts to these songs of praise and also to the ministry of your word. And we thank you for all that you do for us daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Just before the team comes, I would also like to say that there will be an opportunity to give a love offering to them. And so if you'll use the envelopes that are on the boxes back there, there's one that's located here and then outside in the lobby. And if you'll just put that on the envelope, or you could put it on your check as well, that this is to go to the team, the Gospel Heralds from Appalachian Bible College. We would really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Say unto God, how awesome your name. offer you praise.
You will shepherd my soul, faithful love on you to rest. I will come to your house and in offering of thankfulness pray.
Oh, come now and hear how you did not call and pray.
Good evening. We are the 2021 Gospel Heralds from Appalachian Bible College.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Throughout the Bible, in the Old and New Testaments, God's people are commanded to gather together and to lift their voices in songs of praise to Him. In Psalm 149:1, the psalmist says,
"Praise ye the Lord.
Sing unto the Lord a new song,
and His praise in the congregation of saints."
In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul commands believers in individual local churches, saying,
"Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another
in psalms
and hymns
and spiritual songs,
singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord."
So tonight, we want to obey the biblical command to sing unto the Lord.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord,
all the earth.
Sing unto the Lord,
bless His name.
Show forth His salvation from day to day.
Declare His glory among the heathen,
His wonders among all people.
For the Lord is great,
and greatly to be praised.
He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the nations are idols,
but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before Him.
Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary.
Give unto the Lord,
O ye kindreds of the people.
Give unto the Lord
glory and strength.
Give unto the Lord
the glory due unto His name.
Bring an offering
and come into His courts.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Fear before Him, all the earth. Say among the heathen,
the Lord reigneth.
The world also shall be established,
that it shall not be moved.
He shall judge the people righteously.
Let the heavens rejoice,
and let the earth be glad.
Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof.
Let the fields be joyful,
and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord.
For he cometh
to judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness.
And the people with his truth.
Behold, God is my salvation.
I will trust.
And not be afraid.
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
He also is become my salvation.
We will sing songs of salvation.
Praise the Lord.
From a very early age, I loved going to church. I have a beautiful church family like yours, full of smiling faces, people that will give me hugs, beautiful music. Just always loved going, and it was a nice, safe place to go. I felt very comfortable going to church from a very young age, and for a while, it was just about me. It was about what made me feel comfortable, what was nice, but it's a lot more than that. As I continued going to church, and my parents took me faithfully, one night after a vacation Bible school, my brother and I were home with my dad and mom, and we asked my dad to share the gospel with us again. And it was actually my brother who spoke up and asked. So my dad very patiently shared the gospel with us again, and my brother accepted Christ. And shortly after, I did the same thing. And I adore my brother, still do. But I tended to do a thing where I would just repeat him. If he played soccer, I wanted to play soccer. If he ate pretzels, I would too. And so I still say to this day, though, that I accepted Christ. I knew that it was the right thing to do. I know I loved the Lord and I believed in him. But with making the same decision on that same night, I had my doubts. I thought, was this my brother's decision? Did I just copy him? Was I relying on his own faith? So a couple years went by. I felt unsure, had a little guilt, but was too scared to say anything about it. And I went to a Bible camp, and we had chapel one night, and the preacher just talked about just Christ dying on the cross for our sins, for my sins. And he said, Isaiah 53:5, which says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And I just remember that night and just thinking, wow, I am again reminded of all that Christ has done for me and for my sins. I need to make sure I'm right with the Lord, and I need to stop living in my pride or being just scared of what people might think if I need to ask them questions. So I asked my counselor that night and just talked to her a little bit and just told her how I had been feeling. And she said, "Kara, there is no rule that says only one person can get saved a night." And she just reminded me of that it was about what Christ has done for me, that it's not about my actions, about my prayer. It's about what he did on the cross for me. And I am so thankful that not that night I recommitted my life to the Lord and I committed to him. I had accepted him and believed in him, but that night I committed to following him and took my relationship with the Lord a lot more seriously. So I am just so thankful for his forgiveness, for all he's done for me, and just for his glorious love.
Liberty. with compassion for the hurting, you reach down your hand
as the laborer to meet you,
and the dead breathed again. You saw behind the eyes of sorrow and shed in our tears,
heard the sigh of
Gospel Heralds. We're going to give them a breather for a moment. And my name is David Childs. It's my privilege to be the Vice President for Student Services at Appalachian Bible College, and I'm the faculty there, and to travel with them for a few days. They switch us sponsors out. We have to recharge, and they get somebody with new batteries in them. But they go for 9 weeks in the summer and have already been out to Idaho and back, and their tour. But God gives them energy to night by night minister these wonderful words of our Lord from Psalm 103. I want to take just a moment and thank you for your ties with our school. We know you've had groups and Dr. Anderson out, and you pray for us. These are challenging days for Christian education, as you can imagine. But I want to just let you know about our school, how we can be of service to you. If you have interest in a Bible college education, we'd like you to visit our table out back, pick up our brochures. We'd rather not haul them all the way back to school, so you're doing us a favor to pick them up. And if you're not of interest yourself in going to our college, you might know someone who is, and you could pass this on to them and say, here's a school you might consider. We do have a 4-year Bachelor of Arts degree, and everyone that gets our bachelor's degree majors in Bible and theology. But they also get a second major in some area of ministry. We like training people for service in the church or around the world, whether full-time ministry or lay ministry. So if you know someone who's interested in serving the Lord, tell them about our school. They can come get a 4-year degree. The second majors could be things like pastoral ministry or missions or camping or music or
one of the newest majors, biblical counseling, elementary education, and so these are wonderful opportunities for them to train. We also have a one-year Bible certificate if someone wants to just come and get 1 year of Bible, and then maybe go on for another degree that we don't offer, or you can also do that just online, that one-year degree. We have a two-year Associate of Arts degree, and we have a Master of Arts degree in ministry. We also have things besides just the college. You can come and be involved if you want to bring a group and have a retreat, either during the winter for a snow skiing retreat, or during the summer. We have thousands of guests come through our campus and stay in our lodge and in our dorms as they have retreats that go on the whitewater rapids, go rappelling off of cliffs, if that's your thing. If you want to do high ropes course or a wild cave trip or paintball, lots of activities for retreats that we can help facilitate for your group. If you're a junior or a teen, we have camp right on our grounds. You can come for a week of camp. And so please look at all the brochures. Seniors, we have a senior retreat. We have a ladies' conference in June. Other things that might be of interest that could serve your church community. And so pick these up. And if you want to keep in touch with the school and hear about what's going on or let us know you have interest in any of these, this white card is something you can fill out, and it lets us keep in touch with you. If you would like to be on our president's prayer partner ministry, you will every weekend on Saturday receive an email that lets you know prayer requests and praises about our school. And if that's of interest to you, maybe just somewhere on this card write President's Prayer Partner, and we'll put you on that email list. Or if you don't do email, make sure your mailing address is here, and once a month you'll get a hard copy of all those prayer requests and praises. And so we trust that God will continue to keep our ties with you strong, and thank you for letting us come tonight. We're going to turn it back over to the Gospel Heralds.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord,
he is God.
It is he that hath made us,
and not we ourselves.
We are his people,
and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates
with thanksgiving,
and into his courts
with praise.
Be thankful unto him,
and bless his name.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting,
and his truth endures to all generations.
We will sing songs of joy.
I will sing of the mercy of Jesus, thy name by which all men are saved, who laid down his life for our ransom, thy death.
Thank you.
aquí para cantar. Y nuestro grupo venimos.
Wait, Samuel, we're supposed to take a break from singing now so we can introduce ourselves. And it might help if you do it in English instead of Spanish.
Settle in Spanish.
Hello, my name is Samuel Hawk, and I was born and grew up as a missionary kid in Uruguay, South America. And I am now entering my junior year in the missions major at college, and I hope to someday to be able to sing and share about the gospel overseas.
We've been fighting.
It's really been exciting.
But now we're friends uniting the Taylor family.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrew Taylor.
And I'm his little sister Hannah.
And we had a lot of fun growing up together and singing together and fighting together in our home of Portsmouth, Virginia, near Virginia Beach. I recently graduated from ABC in the Pastoral Ministries major, which means I come fully equipped to preach for the entire evening. But don't worry, I'm not going to do that.
And I'm going to be a junior in the music major studying piano pedagogy. Before long, Andrew will be singing a perfect duet with his bride-to-be, Kara.
Aww. Hi, guys. I'm excited to join the Taylor family really soon. My name is Kara, and I'm from Findlay, Ohio, and I will be a junior in the elementary education program this fall. I hope to one day use music in a classroom.
Guys, we should have been out there. We need to be ready like 15 minutes ago. Now we need to warm up our voices. So repeat after me. Mommy made me mash my
onions. Caleb, we're already warmed up.
We're already warmed up?
Yeah, we're in the middle of our songs. We're doing our introductions now.
Now?
Yeah, right now.
Hi, I'm Caleb Ellison. I grew up just a stone's throw from our college in a place called Flat Top, West Virginia. I will be a senior studying music performance with the principal in choral conducting. And I have to say, in all the places we've traveled, West Virginia is definitely the best place to sing like never before.
Hold on a second, Caleb. I believe you're wrong. My hometown, Roanoke, Virginia, and I may be biased, but I believe Roanoke is by far the best place to sing like never before. Hi, my name is Dalton, and I'm a sophomore in the Biblical Counseling major.
Okay, look, I'm sure Virginia is a great state, but I have to agree with Caleb that there is no place to sing like never before than the wild and wonderful state of West Virginia.
Here it comes.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Claire Rinker, and I grew up right on the campus of Appalachian Bible College near Beckley, West Virginia. My grandparents and parents met at ABC, and I'm a third-generation ABC student. This fall, I'll be a junior in the elementary education program.
We hope that this evening, wherever the Lord has placed you, your hearts are encouraged to sing like never before.
There is a melody when heaven.
I acknowledged my sin unto thee.
And mine iniquity have I not hid.
I said,
I will confess my transgression unto the Lord.
And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found.
Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him.
Thou art my hiding place.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Thou shalt compact me about with songs of deliverance.
Be not as the horse or as the mule,
which have no understanding,
whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle,
lest they come near unto thee.
Many sorrows shall be to the wicked,
but he that trusteth in the Lord,
mercy shall compass him about.
Be glad in the Lord,
and rejoice, ye righteous,
and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. We will sing songs of deliverance.
A storm is raging, Lord, the bow thy sail is small, and oh, so frail. The wind is blowing, Lord, I cannot hold a course against the gale. The lightning strikes on every side, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Your hand alone can hold the tide, Lord, rescue me.
I am sinking, Lord, the boat is taking water, going down.
Part the waters, Lord, I long to plant my feet on solid ground. O Lord of earth and sky and sea, your hand is reaching out to me. I know that you have heard my plea, my hope is sure.
I am sinking, Lord.
to me. I know that you have advised me, my hope is sure. O Lord of earth and sky and sea, your hand is reaching out to me. I know that you have advised me, I am secure. I am secure. I am secure.
Strength of God.
So one thing I've learned, I think the greatest thing I've learned this past year, is that God loves me way more than I could ever imagine. No matter what He brings into my life, He still loves me more than I could ever think. And also with whatever He brings into my life, He loves to stretch, mold, and form me into what He wants me to be. So I'm a young guy. I'm 21 years old. I love to play sports. I can guarantee you I can beat anybody in this room in ping pong. I can beat anybody in ping pong. I love to play soccer. I love to stay athletic, stay fit. And also growing up, I was the youngest of 5 siblings. So I'd always have that continual competition in the house of being the youngest one, trying to do everything in my own strength, my own efforts, not having any help from my older siblings because, like, I got it. And now as I'm growing older, I love the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of a work well done, and, like, a confidence of what's going about. But this last year, God brought something into my life that has made me realize how much I've been depending on myself, on my own strength, and how I was not depending on Him and His strength. So it was been almost exactly a year ago now that I just kept on catching myself saying, what? Pardon? Want to repeat that? And I was like, maybe it's people are mumbling, or maybe there's loud noise that interfered. And that kept on going on for a while. And it was getting really bothersome because I wasn't hearing people right. So went to the ear doctor, and they let me know I've started to lose my hearing already. And it wasn't from any loud noises or damage to the eardrum. It was just hereditary deafness. And I wasn't ready to hear that. I'm like, that's supposed to happen to people far down the road. Like, I still got my whole life to live. But when that hit me, I was like, wow, I was not expecting that. And through all this, I'm still learning that I've been depending on my senses, on myself, my own power to accomplish stuff. And it was showing me how little I was depending on God. And it definitely is hard not having the luxury of hearing perfectly fine. And it's hard, but I'll never be able to quit learning, or I'll never be able to stop learning about God and His greatness. And all my senses might be the sharpest, but I can still work with people, invest, and work with the church family. And one great verse that has helped me a lot through these times is 2 Corinthians 12:9, which says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, more gladly would I boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
There is an endless song, echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storms may come, I have birthday.
can sing, 'cause you pick me up. Sing, 'cause you're there.
For joining us in our concert to praise God. The next song we will sing is a collection of well-known praise songs. If you know one of these tunes and you feel like singing, go ahead.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Christy was having a birthday. She was that glorious age of 8. And her mom had gathered some of her friends and classmates for a party. They sat around the living room in a circle. And mom brought out a box of chocolates, lifted the lid, and being a good hostess, she gave it to the child next to the daughter. It was going to go around the circle and come to the birthday girl last. But Christy noticed as it started to pass that one piece in the middle. Oh, she wanted that one. It was that white chocolate truffle with coconut. She loved coconut. And around it went, and she hoped nobody would take the coconut. And it made it halfway around, three quarters of the way around, but then two girls away from her was Stella. No! Stella likes coconut too. And her big paw hovered over that piece and she snatched it. And it finally came to Christy's lap and she could hardly look at the box. She just stared at it, didn't know what to pick. But her mother was sensitive, of course, to her daughter, reading her mind. She kindly came over to Christy, and she reached and lifted up the top layer and showed her that underneath in the second layer was all coconut truffles, all for her. Phew! Have you ever felt, as a Christian, that maybe God has dangled in front of you the perfect life? Promised you everything was going to be wonderful, and then that was snatched away. You didn't want it to be taken away. You thought it might be yours, but life just didn't turn out quite like you thought. It can happen. You look at where you're at now and didn't think you'd end up there. Broken relationships happen. Health problems come, disappointments in life and careers. Lots of things happen in life that disappoint. We didn't really want this. We wanted that. We got this. And somewhere along the way, we're a little disappointed maybe with God, who seemed to promise us so much more. Even the songs we sang tonight, weren't they wonderful? And oh, that kind of a life. Yeah, that's what I wanted. How can we as Christians, even with the disappointments of life, which come, how can we get to the place where, like our theme was tonight, we can sing like never before? Our program was taken, the theme, from Psalm 103, the first five verses, which was quoted by the group tonight. You can turn there if you want, but I'm just going to reference it just for a moment. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. That's the shout of someone that's exuberant, that's in love with God, excited about what God is doing in their life, and thankful, blessing His name because of it. You see, there's a problem. And this is where the disappointments come in. And this is where our apathy with God happens. This is where we lose our joy. The problem's in that passage. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And there's the problem. God is holy. And that means separate from us, special, unique. We're not that. He is perfectly holy, and we are fallen, condemned sinners, bound for hell and deserving it. And that gulf cannot be spanned unless God does something. Bless the Lord, O my soul. How can I do that when you are holy? And I am a sinner. But I think the answer to how can we get that exuberance, that joy, that satisfaction that verse 5 talks about. He satisfies the hungry soul and fills that hungry soul with goodness. How can we get back there? I think the answer is found still in this passage. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And what's the first one He lists? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You see, when you lose that first truffle, when you have had your sins forgiven, your iniquities washed clean, when you have had that gulf between you and this holy God spanned by Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross, when you have been reconnected with your Creator and you have life from above, abundant life given to you, it's like that second layer being opened up to you and all those truffles are still there and they're yours in abundance more than you can eat. It's perspective. And if you're struggling tonight with joy, with satisfaction with life, if the disappointments have sort of overtaken your spirit and it's hard for you to shout to the Lord, have you had your iniquities forgiven? There's the start. You say, I don't know that I need to. They're not so bad. I'm not like what you're describing. When I meet God, He's not going to condemn me to hell. Things will work out. I'll make it to heaven. And He owes me a good life down here too. Those kind of go together. But when you have recognized you are a depraved sinner bound for hell and deserving it, you need a Savior. You need to be forgiven. You see, if you're not sure you need a Savior, you need to understand the depth of your sin. It's not what you have done, because you might compare that with others. I'm not a murderer, but you hate. I'm not an adulterer, but you lust. I'm not a liar, but you deceive. I'm not those terrible things, but wait. It's not what you do, it's who you do it to. I could go up to the streets of Philadelphia. I could find some drunk in a gutter and I could slap him across the face for no reason. And what would happen to me? Well, if I can outrun him, nothing. Nobody's going to care. I could go up to your pastor, slap him across the face. No good reason. What's going to happen to me? Well, I might get a broken nose. But if he's a good follower of Jesus, he might turn the other cheek. But I might have Mr. Attack Deacon break my nose. You know, you got those around here, maybe. At the least, I'd have a whole church mad at me. If I went up to the Queen of England, slapped her across the face for no good reason, what would happen to me? Throw me in the Tower of London, throw away the key, and forget conveniently where they threw it. I did the same thing to three different people with three different consequences. What was the difference? Not what I did, but who I did it to and their status. If I could slap the face of an infinitely holy God, what would be the consequence? Eternal judgment immediately in hell and my destruction. And how often have I slapped the face of God? Being indifferent to Him on a Tuesday, ignoring Him on a Thursday, purposely disobeying Him on a Friday. I have done that my whole life. And only one of those was enough because of His status to condemn me to eternity in hell. He is holy and I'm not. But He has forgiven all my iniquities through Jesus Christ. When He went to a cross, He died, paid in full for my sin. And when He died on that cross, He did a good job. And I need to just trust in that. There's nothing I can contribute to getting to heaven other than saying, thank you, Jesus, you did it all for me. You paid for my sin in full. And I believe that, and I believe in you. And I'm trusting in that to get me to God. Is that you? If it's not, if you think you're contributing in any way, you are a sinner still in your sins. You are not forgiven. And there's no way you can rejoice in God because you think He owes you. But dear friend, if tonight you have been washed clean through the blood of Jesus Christ and you have been reunited with your Creator and He has given you life and you are satisfied, you've got that second layer. The disappointments have come, but you have eternity in paradise to enjoy. You can handle what He brings you here because you have that there. Perspective. Before I turn it back over to Pastor, would you bow your heads? If you're here tonight and you don't know for sure if you died right now, everything is right with you and God, the answer is simply right now in your seat to cry out to Jesus Christ and say, thank you for dying for my sin. I believe in you and I'm trusting in you to forgive me of my sins. If you're a Christian and you've lost your joy and the disappointments have overwhelmed you, remind yourself of His benefits, the greatest of which is He has forgiven all your iniquities. All your iniquities. And let that sit well on your soul. Heavenly Father, thank you for the words that were sung tonight. We pray it was a balm of Gilead to many here. Thank you for the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.